This recording is how to properly use diaphragmatic breathing as a technique to elicit the relaxation response. Your body has a couple of different ways that you can relax, that you can slow your heart rate, slow your breathing, maybe bring the emotional intensity down, maybe find a way to more easily get tired to fall asleep, or maybe just take a moment to focus on your breathing and calm your body down. So when we use diaphragmatic breathing, we want to elicit our parasympathetic nervous system. Our diaphragm actually goes all the way down below our rib cage, and we typically don't breathe that far down. So when we're doing this, we really want to make sure we're doing it correctly by making use of all of the lung capacity. Sometimes when we're breathing, we accidentally engage the sympathetic nervous system by just doing chest breathing. That system's job is to amp us up, to get us a little more ready for action. And when we only breathe through our chest, this actually can elicit some anxiety. So we really want to make sure we're doing this correctly by breathing all the way down to our diaphragm and breathing up. Basically, when we do this, we want to inhale, and we'll know that we're doing it correctly when our diaphragm, or the top of our stomach, expands as though you're blowing air into a balloon. And when you exhale, you're letting that air out of a balloon, like a balloon sort of deflating. And so you can kind of practice, as I'm talking here, inhaling and just play around with noticing your stomach moving. Sometimes it helps as you're doing this to put one hand in that part of your stomach where your diaphragm is and the other hand on your chest to really make sure that it's your stomach, your diaphragm that's moving and not the air kind of coming and your chest expanding much more than your stomach. When we breathe, we also want to be mindful of the amount of time we're spending inhaling and exhaling. It can be beneficial to spend more time exhaling than inhaling. So some people, and this really depends on your lung capacity, may be able to, let's say, inhale for 5 seconds and exhale for 7 seconds. But if you know it's hard for you to sustain it for that long, you can do 2 and 3, or you can just do, let's say, 2 and 2 and make it even. We would just want to make sure that it's at least even or the exhale is longer. So let's do a little bit of practice. And if you can, we're going to try 5 and 7, or you can go at your own pace. So we're going to inhale 2, 3, 4, 5, and exhale 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Keep going on your own while I'm talking. And again, while you're doing this, really making sure that as you're inhaling, your stomach, your diaphragm is expanding and filling up with air like a balloon. And when you're exhaling, you can feel that air deflating. Continue going. You want to really fill up and deflate and make sure that, again, the hand that's touching your chest is not the one doing the most moving. The other thing to note is that for some people, this can make you feel a little bit lightheaded. So that is very normal. This is a lot of oxygen coming into your body, and some people might not be used to that. And so it can just create a little bit of lightheadedness or dizziness, but it's not a problem. And as you do this more often, your body will get used to it. And that can actually be a sign that you might be doing this correctly, as long as you're following my instructions, noticing the correct amount of your movement when you inhale and exhale, getting some oxygen in and making sure that you're breathing in and out and not holding it for too long. You shouldn't be struggling here. So again, if 5 and 7 is too long, you can do shorter. So let's continue on. Inhaling 2, 3, 4, 5, and exhaling 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Continue on your own for as long as you'd like, making sure that you're paying attention to the expansion of your diaphragm, making sure the air is coming in during the inhale and the air is deflating and coming out correctly in the exhale.